You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Wednesday afternoon. On the phone line, Ben Stoller. He's with the Anderson's Climbers facility in Logansport, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Ben.
Good afternoon.
And hey, I watched the spread between the RBOB gasoline and the price of ethanol, and it has widened back out about 35 cents in the last, I don't know, 4 days or so. That usually means that it's good to blend ethanol in the gasoline supply, but it doesn't have as much an impact, I don't think, on the margins at the plant. Can you tell me whether the plant margins are getting better or worse at this time?
Sure, Todd. Yeah, margins certainly are. We're going full steam ahead, but we're seeing other plants here locally that have shut down. So margins aren't great, but certainly makes sense for our plant in particular to be running. Certainly, I would say it depends on the plant, the technology that they have in place.
Does that mean you're making a call for bushels and you have a strong basis level?
No, Todd, we are certainly looking for bushels as we always are. Seeing basis fade here locally, we've gotten quite a bit of coverage on here December and January. So we actually faded our basis a little bit, went to 22 over the March for December and for first half of January.
And then as you look around the area and are wondering what the processors for soybeans are doing, what do you see?
Yeah, really the past 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen bean basis really strengthen. We're seeing anywhere from 20 to 25 over the Jan. So they're definitely out there looking for the beans.
And your expectation will be for them to continue to do that for some length of time?
Yeah, I would expect bean basis to stay firm here. And as far as I understand, crush margins are good and definitely, especially with beans trading the way they have the past couple of days, they're going to need to pay up in basis to convince producers to move the beans.
And what are your bids for the day?
Sure thing. Corn to Delphi, 7.18. Corn to Clymer, 7.25. And beans to Delphi, 14.32.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you.
Ben Stoller is with the Andersons. He's at the Clymer's facility located in Logansport, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. We'll talk to him again, not next week, because while the markets are open next Wednesday, the university is closed. So we'll have a program. It'll just be pre-produced at that point, so no numbers coming to you on that day. And then we'll be back with Ben on the following week, which would be January the 2nd for a Wednesday, if I have my numbers right. I think that's correct. You can always hear us, if you'd like, on the website at willag.org. I'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll talk with Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of 5 new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.